This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maura Oralia Calleros. Date of birth, December 11, 1962. Case ID number is 722-6022. Date of exam, December 28, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Krista Spahn Family Health Center, dated 9/20/2023, and a Social Security questionnaire dated 2/8/2023. Identifying information, this is a 61-year-old divorced female with two children, presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, hypertension, comma, heart failure, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, and glaucoma. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in March of 2021, where she worked as a cashier in a restaurant for approximately 1 year. Before that time, she worked as a provider for 10 years, working 8 hours per day, 7 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house with her children and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus type 2. Number two, hypertension. Number three, heart failure. Number three, hypothyroidism. Number five, hypercholesterolemia. Number six, glaucoma. History of allegations number one, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 2007, she was having symptoms of polyuria, comma, polyphagia, comma, nocturia, comma, blurred vision, comma, but no weight loss. The claimant has had bilateral eye retinopathy with laser in both eyes performed. She denies any nephropathy, comma, diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, but has had cardiovascular disease with symptoms of congestive heart failure. She checks her blood glucose once per day and states that it usually comes out between 96 and 181 mg/dL. Her blood glucose level today was 105 mg/dL. Her last hemoglobin A1C was 5.7. She is presently taking Rebellus 0.5 mg/0.5 milliliter injection Q week, Jardiance 25 milligrams QD, Glyburide / Metformin 2.5 milligrams / 500 milligrams QD, Trulicity 0.5 milligrams Q week, her condition appears to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in November of 2021, she was having chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and blurred vision. She denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. Her blood pressure at this visit was 117 over 71 mmHg, which is normal. She is presently on furosemide, 20 milligrams QD, lisinopril, 5 milligrams, 0.5 tablets QD, metoprolol, 25 milligrams, 1/2 tablet BID, potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalents QD for the Lasix, and spironolactone, 25 milligrams QD. Her condition appears to be stable and well controlled at this time. Allegation number three, heart failure. The claimant states that in November of 2021, she presented to the emergency room secondary to having symptoms of heart failure. She presented to the emergency room multiple times and was sent home, and eventually she was diagnosed with congestive heart failure secondary to bradycardia. She states the character of the pain was a pressure pain located in the mid-chest area, which would radiate up to her left arm. She states that at the present time, she gets it 3 times per day, and it usually lasts about 4 minutes. And she has it every week. She states any kind of exertion causes her to have shortness of breath and fatigue. And sometimes even while she's resting, she denies any shortness of breath with food intake. She states the chest pain and discomfort is not relieved with any kind of nitroglycerin, but is relieved with rest and antacids. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, comma, palpitations, comma, diaphoresis, comma, nausea, comma, and dizziness, along with some wheezing. She denies any vomiting. Her risk factors include hypertension, comma, diabetes mellitus, comma, positive family history of heart disease, comma, smoking, comma, menopause, comma, and hypercholesterolemia. The claimant also has a history of gastritis, comma, hiatal hernia, comma, and gastroesophageal reflux disease. She denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, comma, biliary disease, comma, pancreatitis, comma, esophagitis, comma, or pulmonary emboli. The claimant suffers from congestive heart failure and does have shortness of breath. She denies any pedal edema, but does sleep with 2 pillows at night. She was diagnosed with congestive heart failure with shortness of breath and placement of a pacemaker secondary to bradycardia and heart failure. The claimant did have an infection of the pacemaker, but that has resolved. Her heart rate today was 78 beats per minute, which is normal. Her condition appears to be fairly stable, although she is taking multiple medications for fluid retention. Allegation number 4, hypothyroidism. The claimant states that in 2001, she was diagnosed with hypothyroidism. She has had no surgery or radiation, and she was told that the hypothyroidism was coming from her diabetes. She is presently on level thyroxine, 75 micrograms QD, and her levels have been normal, and she states that she is well controlled with her thyroid. Allegation number 5, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that she has not had any problems with her high cholesterol. Her levels have been normal, and she denies any myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, or peripheral vascular disease. She is presently on rosuvastatin 20 milligrams QD and appears to be well controlled. Number 6, decreased vision, glaucoma. The claimant states that in 2002, she was diagnosed with glaucoma. She also had problems with diabetes mellitus and hypertension, along with diabetic retinopathy. She has had problems with both eyes and does wear glasses. Her night vision, as well as her peripheral vision, is poor. She has had lasers of both eyes times 3, and her last laser treatment was in March of 2022. Her Snellen vision at this time is OD uncorrected is 20/200. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. And binocular corrected is 20/20. She appears to be stable at this time and is able to see. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 30 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices, and her physician is Dr. Rachel Vela. She is presently taking Tylenol 500 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, which does give her some relief. She states the only other physical activity she does is some housework around the home. Her daily activities include sleeping, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and doing light to medium-sized housework in the home. She does not do any exercise outside of the home. Family history. The father died at the age of 57 from a cerebral vascular accident and hypertension. Her mother died at the age of 55 from a myocardial infarction and diabetes mellitus. Medications. Rybelsus, 0.75 milligrams/0.5 milliliters Q week. Jardiance, 25 milligrams QD. Furosemide, 1 tablet QD. Glyburide/metformin, the 2.5 milligrams/500 milligrams, 1 tablet POQD. Levothyroxine, 75 micrograms POQD. Lisinopril, 0.5 tablets QD. Metoprolol succinic, 0.5 tablets BID. Miconazole, 2%, application vaginally, QHS. Potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalents, controlled release tablet, 1 tablet QD. Rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams QD. Spironolactone, 25 milligrams POQD. Valacyclovir, 500 milligrams QD. And Trulicity, 0.5 milligrams QE. Medical problems, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux disease, with gastritis, hypercholesterolemia, diabetes mellitus type 2, glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, history of laser treatments to both eyes times 3, last one being in March of 2022, glaucoma, hypothyroidism, congestive heart failure secondary to bradycardia with pacemaker placement. Social history. History of smoking 2 cigarettes per day for 6 months. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 192 pounds, height 5 feet 4 and a fourth inches tall, BP 117 over 71 mmHg, heart rate 78 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 33. General, this is a 61-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the fourth sentence? The claimant does have dental caries and dentures at this time. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally reactive were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were decreased, and the claimant did have pain with extraocular movements. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200, corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200, corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200, and binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to after the last sentence after in cardiovascular? The claimant had a left chest 5-centimeter horizontal scar, and the left upper quadrant of her chest where a pacemaker has been placed, which appears to be well healed. Could you drop down to lungs? Lungs were not cleared to auscultation and percussion bilaterally. The claimant does have bronchial bronchi secondary to a recent upper respiratory infection. No thoracic abnormalities were noted on the rib cage. Could you drop down to abdomen? Abdomen was soft, non-tender, but distended on palpation. Normal active bowel sounds were auscultated. No organ megaly or masses appreciated on evaluation. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence? Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally, which may be coming from her hypothyroidism. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? Could you drop down to the second paragraph? There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 80 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant does have multiple scars on her knees where she has fallen several times and was hit by a wheelchair. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she requires no assisted devices at this time. Neurological exam. Could you drop down to after neurological? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. X-rays of the left wrist, no acute findings. X-rays of the left hip, unilateral with pelvis, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Secondary to heart failure, which has been treated with a pacemaker coming from bradycardia. Probable diagnoses, number one, diabetes mellitus type 2, being treated at this time. last hemoglobin A1C was 5.7%, which is indicative of her being very well controlled. Number two, hypertension being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 117 over 71 mmHg, which is normal. Number three, heart failure secondary to bradycardia with placement of a pacemaker. The claimant's heart rate is 78 beats per minute, which is normal. Her lungs appear to be clear at this time. She does have a little bit of bronchitis secondary to a recent upper respiratory infection. Number four, hypothyroidism being treated at this time. Her labs are normal, and she appears to be well controlled. Number five, hypercholesterolemia dash being treated at this time. The claimant states that her lab results are normal at this time. Number six, glaucoma with decreased vision has been treated at this time. The claimant is not being treated for glaucoma, but has had diabetic retinopathy and has had laser times three to both eyes. Her vision has been corrected with glasses, and she appears to be doing well at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Mara Oralia Calleros.